What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh my God, look who it is.
Well,
look
hello.
At this. Look at this. This doofus. This big, stupid doofus back in the studio. Hello, Amy.
Hey.
Where were you?
The Eastern Sierra Nevadas.
Oh. So you were gone. You weren't in town.
I was not in town.
I almost didn't recognize you.
I was very much out of town. Well, I got a little tan. When you're hiking in the mountains, I usually picture like winter coats. What I forgot is that the Eastern Sierra Nevadas are surrounded by the desert. And so we flew into Reno where it was 110 degrees.
Oh, nice.
I
love it. It's about to be 110 here.
It is.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, welcome into the show. Happy Monday to you. 314-436-7900. Call us and text us. We're also... Dude, you okay? Amy just passed out on the microphone. 314-436-7900, Odyssey app. Listen to us there and also leave us voice messages right from the app. We are streaming live, too. Did you know that? On Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You can look at us if you want.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Speaking of the desert, we got Saharan dust. It's here in St. Louis, also Canadian smoke. I hope we get a haboob.
Wait, I was going to say.
We're going to get a St. Louis haboob.
Are we going to haboob it up here?
I hope so.
Wow.
Anyway,
wow.
But we're going to talk to AccuWeather. We had the name of the meteorologist, but Matt Pajeski forgot who it is. We will speak to an AccuWeather meteorologist about the weather to expect and the dust and the smoke and all of that stuff. That'll be at 9:30.
And you guys, St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery. By golly, he's at
this
it again.
This is my guy. I love this
Not
guy.
Not handcuffing top jail officials or telling people to roll golden dice or buying golf carts so he can maybe moonlight giving people rides or issuing a new gossip policy. He fired like 17 people.
It's awesome.
It's going to cost the city
$500,000
in payouts.
The guy's the best.
I wonder if they broke no gossip rule. You're all out.
Cardinals lost a series in Texas. City SC, though, how about them? They got a win for the first time in months.
They did get a win, and can I just say as a quick note, I was out of town, but the piece of news that filtered its way to the mountains was that Olaf Melberg, the former coach of City SC, was fired, and I thought that had to have been difficult. He get lost in his eyes, get lost in his beard.
God, he's beautiful.
He's a beautiful man.
He's so good looking.
How do you fire him?
I don't know, man. Because, well, you know, they got the coach bump, so they fired their coach, and they got a win. It's about time they got a win.
And you don't like to see anyone lose their job. I'm just saying that Olaf Melberg would have been extra difficult to fire.
Oh, I would have had a tough time firing that guy. Handsome.
Yeah. He kind of has that same vibe of Sean Connery in Hunt for Red October. Like, how could you fire him? You couldn't.
Also in The Rock. Kind of, have you seen The Rock with Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
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 Anyway.
So
how was your thing?
Guys, it was great. It was great. We flew into Reno, which is like 45 minutes from Tahoe. So it's the Reno-Tahoe airport.
Did you go gambling?
Holy moly. there are casinos everywhere.
Yeah, it's Reno.
Yeah, it's like you know the
it's Nevada.
Literally, as you're walking off the plane, you can hear Wheel of Fortune, and then like fake clapping, and you can hear the ding 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 ding, yeah. Like all the machines. We didn't. There were casinos everywhere. We did not go gambling, but we went to Tahoe. We hiked North Lake Tahoe for several days. Then we drove about 3 hours south down the historic Highway 395 to Mammoth Lakes, California. And we hiked around Mammoth Lakes. We hiked about an hour and a half, hour south of Mammoth Lakes and Bishop. We also, there is one entrance, you guys, one entrance to Yosemite from the east. Most of them are from the west, but there's one from the east. It's Tioga Pass. It opened the day before, or the day that we arrived in Mammoth Lakes. So we did spend a day in Yosemite. We were able to go to Tioga Pass, 45 minutes from where we were staying. So we spent a day there, which was incredible. And what's crazy is it makes sense that the Sierra Nevadas are all desert. And then you get to the alpine areas where there's a ton of snow. For instance, Mammoth Mountain still had skiing. They were skiing until June 15th. That's how much snow was in those mountains. So we had to kind of drive to different places.
Isn't there always snow in the upper part, like the higher elevation? There's always snow up there, isn't there?
No, you can hike those paths come July. The snow melts. Yeah. I've always done fall hiking. I've never done spring hiking, so I've never run into snow. And in Yosemite, we were going to do Clouds Rest, which is an insane hike in Yosemite. If you Google Clouds Rest and you see the view, like, it's breathtaking. And there was snow for, I don't know, really the whole way. We had to turn around. We didn't make it because we were sinking into waist-deep snow. But I was abandoned by my friends in Yosemite. So here's what happened.
How'd you make it home?
In my underpants. That's how I made it home.
What?
Yeah. So we started the hike. We're about 100 yards into the hike, into like a 14-mile day. We're 100 yards in. And there's a river crossing. And there were two girls ahead of us. And this river crossing is minimum 50 yards long. It's no small river crossing. They take off their shoes. They're like, all right, well, here we go. We are just starting our 14-mile day. They take off their shoes and socks. They roll up their pants, and they're wading in. It goes to their shins. It goes to their calves, their knees, their thighs. And then now they're waist deep halfway through this river. And their pants are wet. Everything's wet. And they cross. And it's not swift water, just so people know, because swift water is really dangerous. It's not swift. So I'm like, we got to strip down. We came all the way. We came this way. We're going to do this hike. We're not going to do it in wet pants and shoes and socks. So we strip down to our unders, Ranj.
Nice.
We hold our backpacks like up over our heads.
Yeah.
And we hold our shoes up. And we do this river crossing waist deep. That's fine. We have our whole day hiking. A lot of adventures because it was covered in snow. But you do realize on the way back, you have to do the river crossing. So there is a lake near the river crossing. And I was with two other girls, and it was a mom and a daughter. They decided to jump in the lake. So they're in their unders, and they're like, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to put our shoes on and finish the last 200 yards of the hike in our unders, since we have to do the river crossing anyway. So they're hiking. We get to the river crossing, and right as we get to the river crossing, there are two...
Bears.
No, two men in their probably late 20s.
Nice.
Through hiking, meaning they've got the big packs. They might be doing 30, 40 miles. They're camping. So they've got everything. They've got more equipment. So since I didn't get in the lake, I'm not in my underpants yet. I got to strip down. So.
But you were naked?
Well, no, I had all my clothes on.
Oh.
They had their underpants on. So they start the crossing. I start taking off my shoes. The guys walk up, start asking questions. Well, how was the hike? How far did you go? Taking my shoes off, taking my socks off. I'm looking. My friends are gone. They've crossed the river. They have abandoned me. They saw the two guys and thought, we're in our underpants. We're getting out of here. They crossed the river. I'm alone. I had to have an entire conversation with these two guys.
Naked?
No, well, I had down to my underpants. Yeah. Oh. I think they thought it was a swimsuit, but my friends abandoned me, and I was talking to them like, well, how deep was the snow in Tuolumne Meadows? And what about this? I'm like, I don't know. And I thought maybe they were picking up on the fact that I'm trying to...
Be naked?
Yeah. I think it was like a swimsuit. Here's the thing. Underpants and swimsuits are the same thing. But anyway, they abandoned me. And
they're really not.
They feel like it, though. They feel like it.
But they're not.
So I...
Because when unders get wet, You can see things.
No, you can't.
You can.
Not if you have nice underpants. At any rate, this is not the conversation I want to be having, except for
You started it.
I was abandoned.
You're the one who got naked in front of strangers.
I was abandoned.
Oh, man. You started it.
So we get back, and I was like, unbelievable. You guys left me. And they're like, we were in our underpants. I'm like, I know you were. And they said, well, we figured you'd be fine. And so I answered a ton of questions about the trail. So that was just one adventure that we had. I will say, when you're hiking in the mountains, things, you do have a different standard. Everyone's just trying to survive. You're just trying to get through. And I think they were genuinely concerned, because I told them that we turned back. They were trying to get to the famous Half Dome. And in the meadows.
Ah, the famous Half Dome.
Everybody knows the Half Dome.
Everybody knows about the Half Dome.
They do. They do. And so we were like, we would take a step and we'd sink waist deep into snow. And then you'd be on top of it and then you'd sink waist deep. And it actually got pretty dangerous, because you know what you can't see? Crevasses.
Oh, yeah, those are dangerous.
You could fall all the way through a crevasse.
Can I ask you something? Why did you guys have to take your pants off to cross the river? Why can't you just go in the...
Because you had 14 miles to hike. And you would have been soaking wet and walking through snow.
It wouldn't have dried? Oh, because it was cold.
Well, it was warm at the bottom, but yeah, once you got to altitude. Uh-huh. And also, like, blisters, you don't want your hiking boots soaking wet.
Okay.
You had to, you needed to stay as dry. Your whole goal in hiking is to stay as dry as possible, as long as possible, because at some point, like, you're going to be sweating. It may be 90 degrees where you're starting, and then by the time you get to elevation, it could be 50 and a wind could blow, and it's really, really cool. So you bring layers, but no, you do not want to hike 14 miles in soaking wet boots and pants.
Yeah, that's probably bad.
Yeah. But anyway, we didn't make it to Clouds Rest, but we had an adventure, and we were sliding down the mountain on snow because there was so much snow in Yosemite. It was an adventure for sure.
At least you didn't die.
We could have died. I really...
You didn't see any wild animals?
There were very few.
No bears?
No bears. And that's what worried me, because it was
you?
A little too quiet.
Oh, you thought maybe you were being stalked?
You know who stalks you? Mountain lions. They say if you're hiking, you're being stalked by mountain
lions.
There's
a weird thing with cats, like the big cats, that they have this instinct that if your back is turned to them, they like to pounce on you.
Well, and also they chirp. They go like... And you hear it and you think it's a bird. Those are mountain lions talking to each other.
Oh.
They can be. That's what I don't... I can't tell the difference between mountain lion chirps and bird chirps. So the fact that we didn't actually die is amazing. I will say this about Highway 395 in California. I picture California as dense with people and lush. The eastern side of California, it's all desert.
Mm-hmm.
All desert. And every town we drove through, if you've seen the movie Cars, felt like Radiator Springs.
Cars? Is it the cartoon?
Yeah.
Is that the one with...
Lightning McQueen?
I don't know. But isn't Luke Wilson in it?
Yeah.
Or Owen Wilson?
Owen Wilson. And Paul Newman is
Doc. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, but every little town was like Radiator Springs. Like, you could see the tumbleweeds.
Well... Amy.
I made it.
It's good to have you back.
It was so fun.
It is good to have you back.
We ate a lot of beef sticks.
You had a lot of beef sticks?
Yeah.
I love a good beef stick.
Was Kevin Wheeler there?
No,
oh my God. Kevin. Kevin Wheeler loves beef sticks.
Yeah, that's a great hiking food. I love it. The best part of hiking is hiking with like snacks.
Oh, snacks and are great.
But you feel like you earn the snacks. You're like, I need these snacks. These snacks are keeping me alive. Like, that's why it's so fun.
Well, glad you didn't get eaten by a bear. Or a mountain lion.
Those are the scary ones.
And I'm glad that you took your pants off in front of strangers.
I know.
I love that.
I had a whole conversation.
I love that for you. Good job. Amy Marks Kors is here.
Creeks out, cheeks out.
We will talk to an AccuWeather meteorologist of some name we don't know. Because Matt Pajeski talked to AccuWeather, and then
all right,
listen. I love this that he's like, can we talk to somebody about the dust storm and all this other stuff? And they go, yes, you're going to be speaking to so and so. And he goes, got it. And then he got off the phone. And he goes, I don't remember who they told me. We're talking to some meteorologist.
We don't
even
know. It's not Heather
Zare. No,
it's not Heather Zare.
And it's not John Furyk.
No,
is that the
golfer? Is it Joe Lundberg?
No, just want to name off every.
Is it Bill Lundberg?
No,
you don't even know.
Oh,
come on, Matt.
That's why you got to stay with us. Find out which meteorologist we're talking to.
What a tease. Also, from the Pleiadors, great local band. Oh. We're going to be talking to Dave Grelli and Neil Salsic. They will be here in studio because they are putting on a concert on Saturday at Del Mar Hall to raise money for tornado victims. So Dave and Neil will be here at 10 o'clock. Matt Pauly, host of Sports Open Line, will talk about the Redbirds' weekend. Didn't go great in Texas. They dropped 2 of 3. Chris Saliza joins us, political commentator. He's with us every Monday. He will be with us at 11 o'clock. Just a big show for you today. It's Amy Marks-Kors. She is here. She is back from California. I'm Chris Ranji. I've never left because I care about you. I don't leave. I stay here, and I take care of you, St. Louis. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Amy, I know you couldn't wait to get back because you missed our sheriff. Our St. Louis Sheriff, Alfred Montgomery, who's at it again.
I decided
last week that I love this guy.
Okay, you did say that.
I love him.
This morning.
He's awesome.
This morning, Ranj did bring up, he goes, I love this sheriff. He just doesn't care.
I hope he never loses his job. I hope that we have him
He's trying
forever.
His darndest, though.
Dude, he is unbelievable. So he is his... So we know about all the stuff that he's done, like asking one of his deputies to roll dice,
golden dice
to keep his job, wanting the several thousands of dollars for golf carts, telling a reporter that they were not allowed to film on the public steps of the courthouse.
And while I was gone, he issued a no gossip policy.
A no gossip policy that he's asking everybody who works in the office to sign. So he has fired more than a dozen staffers, and it is costing the city now $500,000, $500,000, because all of these employees now have to be paid out per the contracts that they have. So Donna Behringer, the comptroller, said that by law, the city is required to pay them their accrued leave when they left the sheriff's office, this happened. She said, quote, he fired all those people and that was what we owed them. So now the city is on the hook for $500,000 for people who no longer work for the city. So we are paying people to do nothing.
It said
because of the sheriff.
Yeah, he fired 17 people and many of them had spent decades in the office, meaning they had vacations and other things that had built up that needed to be paid out. 17, I guess legally, Ronch, can you, as the sheriff, just go in and fire 17 people?
I don't know.
Is it some kind of executive action that is, that falls within your purview as the sheriff? Because I don't think our boss, Steve, could he just without reason fire 17
people
of us? Yeah.
Well, he'd probably have to answer to corporate on that one.
I know. That's what I mean.
Steve, you fired how many people? In your office?
There's only 14 people that work there.
And you fired seven. You fired an extra three people.
You don't even work here. That's what makes this so difficult.
I don't think that you could do that.
That's what I mean. Some kind of, and maybe because within, like I said, his purview, he can. I know there is turnover, like with a new mayor, you can replace department heads, but this feels different than that. And that is also, you can't say it's to save money because he cost the city about $500,000. And again, he fired people who had been there for decades.
Which is why they've accrued all this time off, which they get paid for.
I don't even know why we have a sheriff's office. Yes.
I've been let go before, and that's, I don't know if it's the same everywhere, but I had to be paid out for all the vacation I hadn't taken. And I think that's true for a lot of places. So you've got these people had these paid time off, whatever it's, you know, a vacation or whatever else, and they had to get paid for all of it.
And there's
I don't know. Maybe all 17 of these people are terrible employees and should not be working there. That's me giving the benefit of the doubt to the sheriff, but I doubt that's the case. I doubt that all 17 of these people needed to be let go. And I wonder if it has anything to do with that whole the agreement he wanted everybody to sign.
Yeah.
You know, the loyalty agreement or whatever. No gossip agreement. Wonder maybe they refused. Maybe some of them did. I have no idea. I can only speculate here. But this is, it's like insane behavior.
It's insane behavior. Yeah, and he's 28 years old. And there are aldermen who endorsed him, and you might be wondering, well, why did they endorse him if they didn't know who this guy was? Because I think there are some major questions around his alleged credentials and what experience he may or may not have. He was not shockingly fired from his last job. But the thing is, a lot of the aldermen who endorsed him just were really against former Sheriff Vernon Betts. They just wanted him out.
Yeah.
So they voted for the new guy. They endorsed the new guy because they just really wanted the old guy out. It does,
that happens
but
a
man,
lot.
Oh,
and sometimes
man.
To the detriment of the office or the entity, right? I mean, you shouldn't always operate like that, but I get it. I get wanting to move on, but it's always like the devil you know, right? Yeah. Sometimes it's better. Sometimes it's better to keep the person you know who is in charge.
There are selfish people. There are dumb people. We all know people like that. We all work with people like that. But can you put yourself in, what frame of mind would you have to be in to operate the way Alfred Montgomery is operating right now? With the golden dice, with firing people, the no gossip policy. Are you dumb? Are you insane? Are you a narcissist? Like, I'm trying to get, because people can be bad people, but have some self-awareness. Like, listen, I gotta dig my claws in slowly here. This guy's insane.
It feels like an Andy Kaufman, some sort of bit, or a Nathan Fielder. There's a put on here. I don't know what it is.
I could picture Phil Hartman playing this guy, walking up to the water cooler on Saturday Night Live and go, no gossip! No gossip policy!
Phil Hartman?
Yes.
Like, of all people, you picked?
An old schooler. It could be John Lithgow. Is that not John Lithgow?
John Lithgow.
Lovitz.
Oh, John Lovitz.
It could be one of those old, to me, this feels like an old school SNL skit. I'm not picturing Bill Hader. I'm picturing like Phil Hartman or John Lovitz going, no gossip. No gossip policy.
Dude, I love the no gossip policy.
Like,
it's so good.
Picture John Lovitz going, and golf carts. I want golf carts. Sir, why do you need golf carts? I need golf carts.
Well, everybody's talking about this sheriff and maybe they need to do something about him. I disagree. I love it. I love it. I hope he never goes anywhere. I hope he is our sheriff for the next 30 years. I love it.
Is that because he doesn't have any real authority?
His
job is to, like, walk people across the street.
Well.
walk prisoners across the street.
And I do want him to start riding a horse. Because I think sheriffs should not get cars. They should have to ride horses.
Well, now what is he going to do?
Everywhere.
Golf carts.
No, forget the golf cart.
He's already
ride the
got
horse.
Him. It's too late for
the
horse.
Sell him. Go to Soulard or The Hill or the Dogtown and sell your golf cart to somebody in the neighborhood. Those people love golf carts. Anyway, I love the sheriff. I hope he's here forever. Amy Markscores is here. I'm Chris Ranji. When we come back, AccuWeather meteorologist Jeff Nordine will join us. We got to the bottom of that mystery. We'll talk to Jeff when we come back on KMOX.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Amy Markscores, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM, KMOX. And you may have heard about the Saharan dust and the Canadian wildfire smoke that is going to be hanging around here in the area for a while. Also, it's going to be hot.
It is hot.
So we'll talk about the weather for this week and what to expect. We go to the guest line today and we visit with AccuWeather meteorologist Jeff Nordine, who is on KMOX. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Did you hear Amy's her forecast? What did you think of it?
I think she did a great job reading it.
Oh, well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much. Well, we buried the lead here, Jeff, because my co-host, Chris Ranji, had a very unique experience. He was once in Arizona.
Yep.
caught up in a haboob.
I was in a haboob.
He was in a haboob.
I had to outrun the haboob.
And he wants to know if this Saharan dust that it's making its way across the Midwest will allow him to be in his second haboob.
Well, it's not just Saharan dust. It's the wildfire smoke. And so you got two different types of particulate matter that are going to be floating around in the atmosphere. And actually, it's very interesting to look at the satellite loop. It's not moving. The you know, dust and smoke is literally stagnant over the entire state of Missouri. Thankfully, it is elevated, not at the surface.
So, can I say, because isn't it actually really bad for you, like any type of wildfire smoke? And okay, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. Get her.
Sorry.
Get her.
Wildfire smoke and particulate matter. Like, I've always read that that's actually pretty bad to breathe in.
Yeah, it is. Once it gets down to the surface, it can really cause people who have existing, you know, respiratory problems. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I have a family of medicine in, you know, a lot of my family members are doctors and stuff, so they tell me this all the time. But it can enhance any issues like asthma or what's the other respiratory illness? I can't remember the name. It's escaping me now. But anyways, anyone with existing issues with that can be enhanced. And those who don't have it, trust me, there was a year that it was really bad. Like, it got down to the ground level. And you literally inhale and you just feel unable to take a deep breath. Mm. So it can worsen those who are healthy too.
Emphysema?
That was one, but okay. Chronic
COPD.
COPD.
Yes, thank you.
Black lung.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just reading earlier today, Jeff, that because it's hurricane season in the states, you know, like Texas and Florida and all that, that this dust is actually affecting the weather, that it is it's somehow tampering hurricanes from forming because it's in the air. So how does that affect hurricanes, and how will it affect our weather here?
Well, in a very short summary of it all, so the Saharan dust, when it comes off of the coast of Africa, will dry out the atmosphere over the water. So hurricanes rely on moisture, and if Saharan dust is in there, that's a very dry particulate matter, and it basically suffocates any potential development. So anything in the Saharan dust is not going to develop, or it's going to struggle if it does. To the south of that, where, you know, the dust isn't, we do have a very steady stream of, you know, moisture kicking off of the coast of Africa. And that's where we could see development potential. In fact, we're kind of keeping an eye on something for June 12th over Central America. And then in the next week, we're keeping an eye on a potential rainstorm, maybe a depression. We're still, all of us here at AccuWeather are back and forth on it, off of the coast of Florida in the next four to 5 days.
Wow. Yeah. And you're talking about the next 4 or 5 days, just kind of going back to that smoke, since you mentioned that it's not moving. Now, like you said, it's aloft, which is good. It's higher up. We're not breathing it in. So at least right now, it's not affecting our health. How long do we think it will stay over us if it's not moving?
Yeah, seeing the forecast model of vertically integrated smoke is what we call it. It clears out with the showers and thunderstorms that we're going to have tomorrow, because a front is going to push through. It's a kind of a weak front, but it's going to push through with potentially some strength, meaning not the actual front itself, but the storms that pop up as a result could be on the stronger side. So tomorrow is a weather aware day. Same thing for Wednesday. That's when we could see some hail and damaging winds, and all that also takes out the dust. You know, the saying of in the wintertime, you don't always want to lick the snow that falls. It's because it's picking up whatever's in the
air. Well, I've never heard that.
Yes, you have. Don't eat snow.
Oh, yellow snow.
Watch out where those reindeer go, and don't you eat the yellow snow.
But even as it's falling, you're picking up what's in the atmosphere. So with this rain that's coming up tomorrow, if there's still some smoke in the atmosphere, it can pick that up. And all of a sudden, you're basically drinking, you know, smoke. You know,
liquid particles. Okay, this is dumb. I'm not a horticulturalist, and I'm not great with plants.
I'm not either, so this is going to be fun.
Okay. Let's speculate wildly. Does the rain that has the smoke and ash or whatever, is that extra good for your plants or bad?
That would be a great question for someone from like Bachman's or, you know, an actual garden store. as far as my knowledge, I don't believe it's going to matter to the plant. It still gets its water. It'll extract it. And then any other things it doesn't need, it will discard in some way.
Well, and the reason I ask too, so Jeff, I just got back from a hiking trip in the Eastern Sierra Nevadas, and it is so dry there, like mind-blowingly dry. And I understand now why, like, the fear of wildfires. And we were talking to some locals and just kind of the science behind wildfires, where obviously destruction to homes and neighborhoods is really bad. But if there's no home in the way, if there's no neighborhood, the wildfires are actually just a natural process that are good for that. It's good for that environment. And we've actually prevented a lot of wildfires for obvious reasons, but it's just part of the natural cycle of that area, the wildfires that are there.
Yeah, I mean, in areas where homes aren't, it is how vegetation renews its soil, oddly enough, because like everyone has heard of controlled burns, right? At like someone's farm field, they do that to get rid of the dead brush, and then they have a fresh slate to work with. So nature does that in the form of thunderstorms that go over these dry areas, and thunderstorms that don't bring rain. It's just lightning. So lightning hits the dry brush, starts it on fire. Yes, it's a wildfire. Yes, we need to contain it before it gets to populated areas. But it really does wipe the slate and lets nature take over again. It's kind of interesting. There was a time lapse. It was like a video of sorts that I saw where it simulated a wildfire. And then all of a sudden, you've never seen greener life, you know, sprout. Yeah. Like, it turns really green. It turns vibrant. It looks great. But that's also a simulation, not reality. And also simulations can go out, you know, 10, 20 years ahead of time.
AccuWeather meteorologist Jeff Nordine is with us. And we know it's going to be hot here for the next couple of days. Not like St. Louis summer hot, you know, where it's 100 degrees and humid. But it will get warm. So we are now getting to that point where the weather is starting to warm up in St. Louis. Do we expect it to be a typical summer here? Is it going to be warmer than usual or cooler than usual? How do you see it?
So in the long range, we've been trending above normal for the summer. In fact, our latest graphic for June has a 1 to 2 degree departure from the average temperature, which the average temperature hasn't quite been established yet because our data just came in. You know, we just have one day of June so far. But typically the average temperature is around 68 degrees, and that's taking every single day's average, adding it up and divided by 30. So we're looking to be about a degree or two above that by the end of the month. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good. I tried to do the math as easy as possible.
Math is not his strong suit.
It's not my thing, man.
Yeah,
it's not mine either, believe it or not.
Aren't you supposed to be good at it?
We're supposed to be good at it if we're research people, not broadcasters.
Oh.
Broadcasters don't need the math. They just need to understand how to interpret everything.
Because Ronj told, I think it was you, Ronj, that said that meteorology
college.
The hardest class
so
ever.
There were, and I don't know if, I'm assuming that meteorologists take this as an insult, but I remember, you know, when you're in college, you have to take certain science courses to fulfill the requirement, right? And so people who aren't in science, they have to take a class. So I knew a lot of people who just looked at the courses and went, oh, meteorology, I'll do that, thinking it was going to be really easy. And it ended up being really hard. Every person I talked to who took that class, who was not a science-minded person, said it was impossibly hard.
It is. It is very hard. And let me tell you, it took me 7 years to get through it. So,
how many is it supposed to take, Jeff?
You are hearing it first.
Are you a doctor of meteorology now?
No, that was 7 years to get my bachelor's.
Jeff, I like you.
I'm a very likable person.
He's keeping it.
Because some of you weather people, I'm telling you.
It's very. I like Jeff a lot.
Yeah, Jeff's great.
Like, I'm still knowledgeable. I'm still able to tell people what to do, what you know they need to prepare for. But also, I'm able to laugh.
Yes.
I'm not like... locked in and, you know, I'm not a nerd who's afraid to talk.
Yeah, well, I love that you're not a nerd.
I need to stand up for nerds. Yeah, I'm kind of a nerd. But Jeff, we actually have someone texting in who said that, he said, fact, I struggled to get a C in meteorology. Like he was struggling to get that grade.
Dave is watching us on YouTube and said that. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody said it is really, really hard and they all thought it was going to be easy because I guess... The feeling is that meteorologists just don't know what they're doing.
What?
And I disagree. I think
Ron took it too far.
How many times have you heard somebody that they don't know what they're talking about?
Meteorologists. I've heard it 1,000 times. I hear it daily. But it's laughable as Amy did.
What do you do when somebody says that to you? That you don't know
I
what you're doing.
I say, bah, ha, ha, okay, whatever.
Yeah. We had a meteorologist in St. Louis who said he got frustrated. He goes, I've had people tell me to stick my Doppler radar where the sun don't shine.
That's not very nice.
Because they get mad. But like, I will say, I am so grateful for the meteorologist because it's different than the phones. The phones just don't cut it. Jeff, I'd love to get your opinion on that. Like, I guess... the phones give you a general idea when you just pull up a weather app, but it's different than, it doesn't give you the nuance of what you're looking at.
Right. Well, and the phones, depending on your app choice, AccuWeather should be yours. but it depends on your choice of where you get the weather from, because everyone has their own interpretation. We are a team of meteorologists that we meet up at 4 and at 9. So we already met up, you know, just 30 minutes ago to go over all the forecast data, all of what's going on now, and what the updated forecast is, and how we need to make adjustments. There's some weather apps that don't do that. They just release whatever comes out. And it's like, are you sure there's smoke there now? Like, you know, and we actually go down and grab the observations and see, is there haze being reported there or not? So we go in and clean it up, whereas other weather apps may not. I'm not saying they do or don't. I'm not, you know, going to get into the nuances of that.
Well, I love AccuWeather, and I love our meteorologists, and we appreciate you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
This has been really fun. I want to come back on daily.
Yes.
You guys are great. Every day.
We want to have you on because we have weather questions, and I will say sometimes the questions don't go over
makes
that
sense.
Big. Like sometimes they don't go over that big where I have real questions about the different phenomenon we're experiencing. And so anyway, Jeff, this has been a blast and we appreciate it. We appreciate you.
Hey, it's my pleasure. You guys just feel free to reach out anytime.
Wait, real quick. Is it possible that we can get a haboob here?
He really wants a haboob.
See, you lost me when you said that. I was like, I was trying to Google it with the time I had and I'm like, I don't actually know what that is. And I apologize. I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a haboob is?
I do not.
Oh, man. It's a dust storm.
Oh, it's a dust storm. Yeah. See, like, that's a phrase. I just call it a dust storm. See, that's where my nerd comes out. I don't know the phrases. I just know the actual name.
A haboob is a lot more fun to say.
Yeah. They just had a Chicago haboob.
Yes, it is. So now I will add that to my dictionary.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
A haboob.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yep.
Yeah. Jeff Nordine, AccuWeather meteorologist. I feel like I know a lot more about the weather.
We taught him
what a haboob was. He's like, a haboob? I didn't know about that. Now he's going to tell all of his friends.
He was probably worried at first. Like, what kind of show am I on?
Should I know what a haboob is? It's Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM KMOX.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Ranj,
what?
I don't think it's too late to save Chesterfield Mall.
Actually, Amy, I think it is now officially too late.
Is that because they finished the demolition?
Yeah.
The demolition is complete. I think with the right attitude, though.
We could bring it back?
I think so. I think we should make that our cause. Save Chesterfield Mall.
Yeah, we're supposed to, as a show, have a cause.
Mm-hmm.
What if our cause is bringing back Chesterfield Mall?
So, I mean, it doesn't help. The first line of this news story, quote, Chesterfield Mall is no more.
Oh, damn.
That's a bad one. That's a bad start. It's a bad start because it is now completely demolished. It's done, if you've seen it, and a new $2 billion redevelopment is slated to take its place. But I think with the right attitude.
What if the how funny would it be if the $2 billion redevelopment thing that's going to happen, the little downtown Chesterfield, what if the real plan was just to completely rebuild Chesterfield Mall exactly as it was before?
I would die of happiness.
I think that'd be great.
Pretzel Time would come back. The pasta house in the corner.
I do miss that mall.
Across from the pet shop.
I miss that mall quite a bit.
Yeah, I do too.
Did you see, so you know that we've got the Savannah Bananas coming to town July 19th?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's July 19th, that Friday, Saturday, that weekend. And John Lackey pitched for the Savannah Bananas, former Cardinal. He appeared in a game for them over the weekend. How about that?
That's pretty funny.
It is fun.
Was he trying? You know what I mean? Like, was he trying?
Like, I assume. I didn't see the entire appearance, but I saw him come out and take the mound
That's
in a Bananas
funny.
Uniform. Jake Peavy, pitcher, a big league pitcher, had done it before. So we've seen some big league players come through and make appearances for the Bananas, but former Cardinal John Lackey was pitching for them over the weekend. I think that's cool.
Do you know who batted for the Savannah Bananas over the weekend?
I do not.
The great Hambino, a.k.a. Ham Porter from the Sandlot.
Oh, really?
He did. I think he struck out.
Well,
he looks the same, which is incredible.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got that baby face thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
he's
and the red hair.
Yeah.
Yep. The great Hambino. He definitely looks the exact same, but he did indeed. Hey, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'd rather hear whatever you have to say.
Well, I will just say this. On my trip, we were right next to Donner Pass. And in the mountains, and there's the Donner Path. You remember the Donners?
Oh, they ate each other.
Yeah, that's the Donner Party. That's why it's called Donner Pass. Well, we couldn't go up there because, not surprisingly, still covered in snow. That was the situation they found themselves in. So one of the girls that I was with, I went with my friend and her two daughters, college-age daughters. I said, oh my gosh, I said, Donner Pass, this is the Donner Party. This is where they got stuck. Do you remember what happened? And she goes, I think so. I go, well, they got stuck in the winter and they ended up eating each other. And she goes, oh, I thought they were polygamists, but this is worse.
Polygamy is way better
than cannibalism.
Yeah, way better.
The Donner Party got stuck in the winter and they all married each other.
Okay, you have a choice. You could be married to multiple people, or you have to eat your friends. I think I would take the polygamy.
So we were laughing. We're like, yes, polygamy is better than cannibalism.
Oh, it's far better.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's, I'm glad you didn't
we
get
didn't
stuck
die.
Up there.
Yeah, well, we couldn't get stuck up there because we didn't go up there because it was covered in snow.
Amy, did you see that we have been nominated for St. Louis's A-List?
Oh my gosh!
On St. Louis
I
Magazine,
I did see that.
It's because we're awesome,
obviously.
But for the for a talk news radio show.
So how do people vote for us?
You got to go to St. Louis Magazine and do it.
You can vote every day.
STLMag.com. Yeah, go vote for us because we're awesome.
It's also pinned on our Twitter account.
Oh, at Chris Amy KMOX. Yeah. Is it pinned?
Yes, it is.
We got the pin.
We got the pin.
And yeah, go to the pin.
Go to the pin and vote for us every day because I think unfortunately we're up against.
Oh,
the
yeah,
Dave Glover show.
Glover and a couple other things that we don't really need to mention.
So,
just go vote for us so that we can feel better about ourselves and throw it in our boss's face.
Well, I don't really want to. I love our boss. I don't want to throw anything in his face.
I would like to throw this in
his
face.
I just, honestly, self-esteem, I think, would really take a boost. I need a boost.
Yeah, and then we could throw it in his face.
Well,
like, oh, you don't like what we did, Steve? Well, we just won this. What are you going to do about that?
We won best opinion.
Ah, that's great. Who cares?
It's rigged.
You're fired. Like, what? We just won.
So vote for us. Go to KMOX, at Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter. It's pinned. You can vote for us every single day.
We're awesome. That's Amy Markscores. I'm Chris Ranji. When we come back from the Pleiadors, Dave Grelli and Neil Salsic, St. Louis, and the really great band. The Pleiadors are a lot of fun, and they are very, very good. And they are putting on a concert at Del Mar Hall this Saturday to benefit tornado victims. We're going to talk to Dave and Neil. They're in studio next on KMOX.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.